and welcome to Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Page Turn is a monthly podcast bringing you information about great books, library news, and fun library tidbits from your favorite programs, as well as a Spanish language book review from Victor. But as always, we start with Reader's Advisory. University sophomore Miwako Sumida has hanged herself, leaving those closest to her reeling. In the months before her suicide, she was hiding away in a remote mountainside village, but what, or whom, was she running from? Ryusei, a fellow student at Waseda, who harbored unrequited feelings for Miwako, begs her best friend Chie to bring him to the remote village where she spent her final days. While they are away, his older sister Fumi, who took Miwako on as an apprentice in her art studio, receives an unexpected guest at her apartment in Tokyo, distracting her from her fear that Miwako's death may ruin what is left of her brother's life. Expanding on the beautifully crafted world of rainbirds, Clarissa Goenawan gradually pierces through a young woman's careful facade, unmasking her most painful secrets. Today's Reader's Advisory is The Perfect World of Miwako Sumida by Clarissa Goenawan. The Perfect World of Miwako Sumida is psychological fiction set in Japan. The novel is haunting and spare. The characters are complex, diverse, and they carry the story. Readers may also enjoy A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. When four classmates from a small Massachusetts college move to New York to make their way, they are broke, adrift, and buoyed only by their friendship and ambition. There is kind, handsome William, an aspiring actor, J.B., a quick-witted, sometimes cruel, Brooklyn-born painter seeking entry to the art world, Malcolm, a frustrated architect at a prominent firm, and withdrawn, brilliant, enigmatic Jude, who serves as their center of gravity. Over the decades, their relationships deepen and darken, tinged by addiction, success, and pride. Yet their greatest challenge, each comes to realize, is Jude himself. By midlife, a terrifyingly talented litigator, yet an increasingly broken man. His mind and body scarred by an unspeakable childhood, and haunted by what he fears is a degree of trauma that he'll not only be unable to overcome, but that will define his life forever. Or The Girl Who Fell from the Sky by Heidi Duro. This debut novel tells the story of Rachel, the daughter of a Danish mother and a black GI, who becomes the sole survivor of a family tragedy. With her strict African-American grandmother as her new guardian, Rachel moves to a mostly black community where her light brown skin, blue eyes, and beauty bring mixed attention her way. Growing up in the 1980s, she learns to swallow her overwhelming grief and confronts her identity as a biracial young woman in a world that wants to see her as either black or white. In the tradition of Jamaica Kincaid's Annie John and Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, here is a portrait of a young girl and society's ideas of race, class, and beauty. Or Destroy All Monsters by Sam J. Miller. Solomon and Ash both experienced a traumatic event when they were 12. Ash lost all memory of that event when she fell from Solomon's treehouse. Since then, Solomon has retreated further and further into a world he seems to have created in his own mind. One that insulates him from reality, but crawls with foes and monsters, in both animal and human form. As Solomon slips further into the place he calls Darkside, Ash realizes her only chance to free her best friend from his pain is to recall exactly what happened that day in his backyard and face the truth together. Bonus segment! My personal favorite Goodreads list, The Perfect World of Miwako Sumida is on, is Books Published in the Time of Corona. Happy reading, everyone! This month's library tidbit comes to us from Emily in the Children's Department. Starting in December, you may have noticed some Animal Crossing New Horizons programs. Those are ramping up in January. You'll see on the schedule events that we will be having an Animal Crossing New Horizons program every Wednesday. For anyone not familiar, Animal Crossing is a family of various games, all with similar gameplay and characters. The first Animal Crossing was released in 2001, and since then there have been 5 games in the main series and 3 spin-off games. Gameplay is open-ended. There are no tasks that must be performed at any specific time, although there are tasks that the game will gently encourage the player to get to. The player is the only human who moves into a village or onto an island. Players get to design their avatars to look as much or as little like themselves as they want. The village or island is slowly populated with anthropomorphic animals as players finish those encouraged tasks. Players have been known to pick favorite villagers and will defend their favorite villagers against other opinions. The library ran a poll in the children's wing about which villagers the library should try to get on their island. The winners of that poll are Candy, Ursula, Flora, Audie, Apollo, and Judy. Our first 2 villagers were Pashmina and Lyman. The library is still in the process of adding villagers to the island, but we did find Audie, and it only took 2 Nook Miles tickets. To play Animal Crossing, players wander around their village or island, planting trees and flowers, picking up materials, talking to their villages, fishing, collecting animals and bugs and art for their museum, mining stones, iron ore, gold nuggets, and digging up fossils. Players can also sell items for bells, the in-game currency, and purchase items to outfit their house and wardrobes. With materials gathered, players can also craft various pieces of furniture or decor. This can be used to furnish their rooms, or they can be sold for bells. This may sound a little boring for people who are more used to playing more intense games. However, the low-stakes gameplay is exactly what players enjoy so much about these games. Animal Crossing moves in real time, unless you time travel, and this keeps the pacing of the game at a steady, slow clip. There are always small tasks the players can perform, but nothing that demands a player's time or intense concentration. These 2 facts meant that when Animal Crossing New Horizons was released on March 20th, 2020, during the beginnings of pandemic lockdowns, that people flocked to the game as an escape. The endlessly available small tasks gave people meetable goals that kept them focused on the game and away from doomscrolling the news. The low-stakes gameplay meant that players who couldn't concentrate due to stress could play without additional stresses. As a bonus, players can visit each other's islands. This meant that people could socialize with their friends online during a time when they could not socialize in person. I know my friends and I had fun visiting each other's islands, bringing gifts for each other, helping outfit new players with goodies, and in general just seeing each other's avatars. The programs at the library are centered around Animal Crossing's New Horizons, which is a Nintendo Switch game. We recently added Switch games to our collection for checkout. You'll find the collection in the children's wing and let us know if there are any games you'd like us to add. When you start New Horizons, you are on an island with 2 randomly assigned villagers. Your island also has at least 1 native fruit and flower. The library's island has apples and roses. Players can get additional fruits and flowers by buying seeds at the shop or by visiting other islands and bringing some back with them. As tasks are completed around the island, more spots for villagers open up. To get more villagers, a player will use travel tickets or Nook Miles tickets to visit random islands. On each island, there will be a random villager. If you like the look and personality of that villager, you can talk with them and convince them to move onto your island. Emily has built the library's island and been taking care of it. The island was named Biblioteca, which is library in Spanish. Children with Nintendo Switches, Animal Crossing New Horizons, and Nintendo Online subscriptions can come visit the library's island every Wednesday in January at 6 p.m. If you don't have a Switch, Animal Crossing New Horizons, or a Nintendo Online subscription, gameplay will be streamed on the Youth Services Facebook page. You will find a link to that page in the show notes. Every Thursday at 4 p.m., Emily has been posting tutorial 101 videos on the Youth Services Facebook page. These videos will teach the basics of Animal Crossing, how to take advantage of turnip sales, how to time travel, how to design a cool island, how to get villagers, how to craft items, and so much more. If your kids enjoy Animal Crossing New Horizons, we hope to see them on our island. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Victor y soy un bibliotecario en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. Hoy les voy a hablar sobre un nuevo libro que tenemos en la colección en español, que se titula Las Caras Lindas por Yolanda Arroyo Pizarro. Yolanda Arroyo Pizarro nació en Puerto Rico en 1970, imparte talleres de escritura creativa en San Juan y ha sido merecedora de varias premiaciones literarias a nivel nacional e internacional. Ella ejerce la crónica cultural desde su blog Boreales. La sinopsis. Las Caras Lindas es un libro tributo que adopta su título de la conocida canción compuesta por Catalino Curet Alonso y popularizada por la voz de Ismael Rivera, un cantante puertorriqueño que resaltó nuestra negritud puertorriqueña desde la música. En este libro se ha tenido textos de Yolanda Arroyo Pizarro que refleja su sentir sobre el aún polémico tema de la raza negra, que por años ha dividido la isla de Puerto Rico. La meta de estas narraciones es la reflexión sobre las aportaciones y carencias que la desigualdad racial nos ha conferido hasta la actualidad. Desde el derrocamiento de estereotipos raciales y fenotípicos, la exposición del racismo lingüístico, la exclusión y divisiones de clase, la negación de la ancestría y la visibilidad de la pobreza, esta lectura nos sumerge en el ejercicio de denuncia para lograr un país con mayor justicia racial. En mi opinión, el libro es corto, fácil de leer, pero con muchas historias que te harán pensar y reflexionar en los aspectos que tenemos que mejorar como sociedad. El libro consta de diferentes historias reflejadas desde la perspectiva de una persona negra puertorriqueña. Se exponen todas las dificultades, micro y macroagresiones, que se vive día a día en la isla. Una de mis historias favoritas fue la del personaje que se llama Negra. Muchas personas le cuestionaban su nombre y hasta se preguntaban si estaba segura de que ese era su nombre. El personaje reflexiona que un nombre como Negra puede ser tan controversial cuando el nombre Blanca en español es tan común. Es un libro muy recomendado y excelente para reflexionar. Es todo por hoy, hasta la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Hasta luego.
Thanks, Victor, for another great book review. Remember, if you happen to not know Spanish, check out our English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check out our events page to see which programs we have available. Wear a mask when you come inside the library. Stay safe, and we hope to talk to you again soon. This month, okay, stop touching things while you're talking. Noise, 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 noise.